So let's go ahead and connect with Sharon. Sharon, you're calling from Seattle.
Hi, this is Sharon, and I'm calling from Seattle.
Hi.
And Dr. Hinchcliffe, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, thank you.
I'm on a thyroid issue again. I'm calling for my brother, and his issue is that he was losing weight. He's 6'2", and he weighed 165 pounds, and he went down to 129 pounds.
Mm.
And nobody could find out what was wrong with him. And then they tested his thyroid and found it wasn't working well. And so he did the radioactive thing where they kill the thyroid off. And
right.
Then he went on to Synthroid, and he's been doing that now. It's been going on for about a year and a half. Well, he's on the Synthroid, and I don't have the numbers, but now he's losing weight again. Now he gained a little bit of weight, went up to about 135, and now it's turned around and it's going back down, so now he's 127 pounds again.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, nobody can tell him why.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
And he doesn't have any other health issues.
Okay. Well, I definitely would be concerned that he's getting too much thyroid medication with that kind of a symptom, with the weight loss occurring. Perhaps the dosage of the Synthroid needs to be reduced. Did they look at that already, though?
Yes, they've looked
they
at
did?
That several times, and
okay.
They say he's okay.
Okay.
It's not. It's good to go, they said.
Okay. Well, I guess one thing I always look at or think about is what the levels of all the thyroid hormones are. I don't know if they're looking at that. So, of course, they would look at the TSH. That's the most common marker that we look at for the thyroid function. That's the marker from the pituitary gland that tells
yes.
us how much thyroid to produce. Sometimes then they'll look at the T4 level, which is the main thyroid hormone produced by the thyroid gland. But then the T3 level, I would say, is not tested very often. And the T3 hormone we get from conversion in the periphery. So meaning our thyroid gland doesn't produce very much at all. Our T4 thyroid hormone converts to T3 as we have the circulation of the thyroid hormones occurring throughout the body. So even though maybe the TSH level is normal for him, it's possible that the T4 or T3 level could be abnormal still, and it's just not registering with the TSH level. So I think that that would be beneficial to make sure that they're looking at all of those numbers. There's also one called reverse T3, but I wouldn't necessarily say I see that associated with the hyperactive symptoms that you've mentioned. So I think that mostly it's the T4 and especially the T3 that needs to be looked at in conjunction with the TSH.
He goes to a specialist.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think that they would check that?
No, they don't always check. I'd say most of the time they don't check that. The endocrinologists don't check those numbers.
I can't hear you. You're fading in and out.
I said most of the time the endocrinologists do not check those other hormones. They typically just check the TSH level. Sometimes the T4, but it's just very rare that they check the T3 level. So even though it is a specialist, it's still a possibility that he hasn't had all that testing done. And it's something he can ask for, and they can definitely order for him if it hasn't been done already.
Now, if it isn't thyroid a situation, is there another kind of doctor that he should go to find out the answer?
I would definitely consider just going back to a primary care provider or an internist, either a medical doctor or a naturopathic doctor that would be able to just step back and look at him from a bigger picture to see if there's other kinds of labs that they should be doing. I would say almost always they're going to do a CBC to check the white blood cells and look at the blood sugar and do a urine test as well to check for sugar in the urine, because sometimes people who have diabetes will have weight loss, type 1 diabetes. So I do think that, and actually the endocrinologist would be able to help with the blood sugar issues. So it's possible that they've already tested for all of that. But I think just stepping back and seeing what other kinds of issues could be going on the body as a whole would be really helpful. And that would be a primary care or intern type doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for helping me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for calling, Sharon.